Subbress.
On demand.
Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So she's a multi-talented popular playback and pop singer, composer and live performer. With her unique voice, she has been entertaining us for years now. And I'm super glad to have her up on the show. Give it up and show some love for the amazing Shibani Kashyap.
Thank you, Akshay. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And yeah, I've been really looking forward to meeting you.
Shibani, first and foremost, you know, in the world, it's absolutely crazy at the moment, you know, with everything going on. How are you? How is Mumbai? Are you well? Are you safe?
Yes, by the grace of God, I'm well, I'm safe. And Mumbai is doing better and better. It's slowly improving. And there are a lot of precautions which are being taken. And things are not open here completely. Malls are still not open. Schools are not open. Theatres are not open. So yeah, so we become more homebound now.
You know, as long as you're well and safe, that's the main thing.
Yes, thank you. We are.
But listen, Shibani, you know, pehli baar aap aaye ho mere show pe. Now, obviously, who doesn't know who Shibani Kashyap is? Sabhi log jante hain. But, you know, we want to find out, how did you fall in love with music?
I think I've been in love with music ever since I was a little girl. I could say doo-dah and I could sing. So I think I've been in love with music ever since I was a child. And my mom is a classically trained singer. So, you know, I used to sit down as a little baby right next to her when she used to do her classical riyaz and all of that. So I think somewhere intrinsically, music was started getting into my being because of that also.
Absolutely. Now, I know you started off your musical career doing jingles. You did so many jingles. You got dubbed the jingle queen, Shibani. You know, I'm going to ask you, what was the funniest thing that you ever did a jingle for?
So there are certain things that you can never forget. So I remember that I was in the studio and we were singing for Uncle Chips. Uncle Chips is a brand of chips, you know, chips, like wafers. So which kids really love. And so after I sang the jingle, they said, oh, we need a child voice. Abhi kahan se aayega? You know, where will we get? So there was this one line where the child had to say, "Aloo ka ab aisa swaad aapko rahega yaad." So they said, "Shibani, can you try and mimic a child?" So I was like, "Oh my gosh!" So then I had to like, "Aloo ka ab aisa swaad aapko rahega yaad." So I had to play a child also in the jingle. So that was funny. Then I had to sing for a solar cooker. Okay, so solar cooker. So because a solar cooker cooks food the way it's meant to be cooked, slowly. I mean, I found that very quirky. It's meant to be cooked slowly. Because, I mean, I can't get over it. So this is really, I mean, I think it was funny.
And then, you know,
really
what?
Funny.
Of course. And from the back of the jingle work, you know, then a few years later came your debut album, Ho Gayi Hai Mohabbat. Now, kisne socha tha that, you know, for a new artist, debut album, super hit ho jayega. You know, were you surprised or, you know, when that happened?
I was really shocked because, you know, I was preparing myself up for a struggle. Pehla gana, shayad flop hoga. Then maybe second, then karte, maybe on the 10th song, I might hit it. But it was like instant, like on the dartboard. It just went straight on, you know, the shot.
Bilkul. Now, you know, on the back of that album, that song, you know, it absolutely springboarded your career. Then all the Bollywood work started coming in. Who does not remember the song from Waisa Bhi Hota Hai, Sajna Abija? You know, till date, that song is an anthem. You know, such a beautiful song. Over the years, you know, you've done a lot of independent songs. You've done a lot of work in Bollywood. Shibani, what do you prefer? Which process do you prefer? Your independent work or the Bollywood work?
So, you know, without doubt, Bollywood work is definitely the bigger picture in India. You know, because if you're a part of Bollywood, then you're really considered as a proper singer. But for the longest time, that has been the trend. And, you know, have you sung for any film? You've not sung for any film. Then how are you a singer? How do you call yourself a singer? It's like that. So, of course, definitely when you get a project from Bollywood, it is more thrilling. And it's like, oh, wow, I'm going to be singing in a movie, yaar. You know, it's like that. But when you sing independent music, it's a little bit of a more liberating experience, because you get a lot of freedom to do what you want. You get freedom to portray and project yourself as an artist, as a singer, musician, performer, with your own sound. But with Bollywood, you have to restrict yourself to what the situation is, who the heroine will be. You know, you got to sound, and your voice needs to fit the heroine's voice and that particular situation. So there are a lot of things which are limitations in that. But definitely, it's a very thrilling proposition for every singer today, because it literally takes you up there. Because, you know, and if the film becomes a hit, if the song becomes a hit, then you are a hit. Then there's no looking back, literally. There really is no looking back.
Bilkul, but time so much has changed right now, because now the kind of, what you want to call it, the indie pop music and the Bollywood, they're on par. If not, the indie pop is even bigger than the Bollywood right now, I would say. And
Now, definitely. I agree with you. Right now, indie pop is, the singles are ruling, because there are not, no theatres are open, no movies are being made or released at the moment. And even if the films are being released, they have been released on OTT platforms. So, not every song of that film is being promoted equally, right? So now it's really about the artist's music. Everything is, there's so many streaming apps, there's Spotify. And even if you don't have a music video, it's okay. Yeah. If your song is good, people are happy just to listen to music.
And of course, talking about, latest releases, I've got to big you up and give you hats off on Luck Shake, which just recently came out. What a track. You know what, Shivani, absolutely love it. It's such a party song, and it's definitely, certainly in the times we are in at the moment, it really is something that really puts a smile on people's faces. It's so positive and it is so much fun.
It is. And thank you so much, Akshay, for your lovely words on this song. But definitely this song is... It was much needed, because it just made people, kind of dance and happy and vibrant. It's added that vibrancy to people. And yes, it's in 3 days' time, it's crossed 1.5 million views. So 1.5 million we've crossed as of yesterday. And people are making their TikTok and reels on it. Every day people are making reels on it. So we're really, really happy about it. Sabras
Radio. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
Music is such a powerful medium and such a powerful platform. It doesn't just entertain. Through the power of music, you can convey such strong messages as well, and social messages. And that's something that over the years you've been very, very, very much a part of. You know, why did you feel it important to be part of these projects?
So I've always felt that music is such a powerful tool to communicate a message, a social message, and, anything which is a cause of concern. So, when Corona started, I made a song called Corona Ko Hai Harana, which is right there on YouTube. I think this comes from my experience in doing jingles. I felt that songs really can communicate a message very powerfully. And then, of course, when you make such songs, definitely a lot of people do jump in to support these kind of projects, and that's how the word spreads. I think music is a beautiful way of communicating these messages.
Absolutely. And that brings us nicely on to the new release. Our mutual friend Nisha Harale got you, the very talented Ish Bector on the music, and some amazing young talent from Mumbai that she's got involved in this project as well. The track is called Shukriya, and it's all about Mother Nature, the environment, and preserving it and loving it. So let's jump right into it, Shivani. Aapka involvement kaise hua is project mein?
Nisha is a very dear friend of mine. She's one of my dearest pals. So I, when she came to me with this track, and she started something called Niche Radio, Niche Productions. So she keeps doing things which are very edgy, very different. And she herself is a very good DJ, a very good musician herself, music producer herself. And she came up to me with this idea, and she said, I want to make this song called Shukriya, and Ish will produce the music. I want you to feature on it, sing in it, and also feature in the video. And, you know, they were having this thing called the rap battle. So they chose the winners from that, from there. And it's basically her theme called No Request. So I thought it was a great idea. And no one has really done a song on Mother Nature, and that we should thank Mother Nature for our existence, our being, our living, our survival. And I think it's lovely. So I just instantly said yes to it. And, you know, that again also happened during the lockdown. I sent my vocals, from a mic that I have at home, plugged it into my laptop, and I just kind of, emailed my vocals to them. And then they worked on the music and everything. And then we just shot parts of the video here in Mumbai, and parts of it was shot by Dr. Abhinav Gupta, who's, he's a nature enthusiast. And he's the one who's, all the footage that you see has been shot originally by him for this video. It's not stock footage, which is so beautiful. So it's been edited beautifully, it's been shot beautifully. And there are so many people here in Mumbai, all the known faces and influencers who are really supporting this cause. So I think it's getting a great enthusiastic response. It's getting an amazing, amazing, tremendous response.
Of course. And you mentioned the visuals there. The visuals are beautiful. Everybody who's listening right now needs to most definitely go and check out the video. It is just stunning. And it is just so, so beautiful. And, you know, the message is, if you look after Mother Nature, Mother Nature will look after you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, truly.
What's your advice? What do you think people could do more to help the environment?
Oh my gosh, I can just carry on and on with this topic. But, to begin with, there was this huge drive which started in Mumbai also about the tree plantation drive. Huh. One should not cut trees. Whenever people start cutting trees to facilitate construction, it breaks my heart. It totally breaks my heart. And saving electricity, we should save electricity, we should save water. There's so many things that we can do actually. Avoid plastic, because plastic actually harms nature. So the more plastic you use and the more you throw it also, it does not degenerate into, It causes harm. It's poisonous in nature, actually.
Of course. I think everybody can play a part, no matter how big or small, because even the smallest little change is, will have the bigger ramifications in saving the planet. Absolutely. So everybody, once again, please check out the new song, Shukriya, featuring the lovely Shivani Kashyap. And of course, check out the video, because the visuals are absolutely amazing. We've talked about this latest project of yours. Of course, your new song, Luckshake, is out, it is absolutely rocking. Everybody's loving that.
Thank you.
Aur kya aa raha hai, Shivani? What else can we look forward to?
Yeah, so I've just worked on a track with Apache Indian. I'm sure you know Apache Indian. He lives in UK, he lives in London.
Yeah.
And so there's a very dear friend of mine, Dinero Ash. He's a very good rapper and singer-songwriter himself. So three of us have just collaborated on a song called Rise Up. And this song is going to just inspire everybody to rise up from these tough situations, from the, the kind of, I would say, the misery that all of us have gone through, the world has gone through. So we still can rise up. We can still rise up like a phoenix. So this song is really, really cool. It's in the Ragamuffin space, which is very Apache, right?
Right.
And so it's a cool song, something to look forward to. We've just finished the audio. Now we're looking at how will we do the video, because Apache is there, we are here. So we'll of course shoot our video bits in India. He'll shoot his video bits from there, and we'll have to merge it and make it a nice edit. And then we'll be dropping it off to release it ASAP.
Whoa, we cannot wait. That sounds absolutely awesome. Shivani, listen, it's been an absolute amazing pleasure having you up on the show. Lekin, before we kind of wrap things up, I thought we'd just have a little bit of a little Q&A with you, all right? Find out a little bit more about Shivani Kashyap. So, Shivani, are you a tea or coffee person?
I'm a tea person. I'm having Ayurvedic tea right now as we speak.
I love tea. Shivani is a chai person. Is Shivani a pizza or paratha girl?
Pizza.
What's your favorite
crust pizza?
What's your favorite topping on a pizza?
Jalapenos.
Yeah, girl after my own heart. I love the jalapenos. You need the jalapenos. Shivani, what is your favorite Bollywood movie?
Umrao Jaan.
Ah, beautiful.
The original one.
I was going to say the Rekha or the Aishwarya Rai one.
The Rekha.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. So Shivani, what is that one song that is your go-to song? Whatever mood you're in, happy, sad, you know, you listen to that song and it automatically just lifts your mood. What is that one song?
So I know that this is very different from the so-called mainstream pop or Bollywood, but I'm a jazz lover. So Autumn Leaves is my all-time favorite song. The falling leaves drift past my window. Those autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, those summer kisses. Those sunburned hands I used to hold.
Amazing, amazing. Here's an interesting one. Shivani, if you were to be stuck in a lift with anybody, who would you like to be stuck in a lift with?
Hrithik Roshan. I'm a huge fan of his.
Okay. I won't ask why, because he's awesome.
Oh, well, I think he's a great dancer, great actor, and he looks like a Greek god. That's why.
Or aakhri sawal. As a singer, you know, if you look back on, you know, all the millions of songs that have been made, you know, if you look back in history, is there one song that you look back on and think, I wish I could have sung that song? Or what song would that be?
Vakt ne kiya kya haseen sitam from the film Kagaz ke Phool. I think it's a very melancholic and a soulful and a beautiful song, but you know, big salute to the one and only one Geeta Dutt, you know, for singing this song. Oh my gosh, like a dream. And by the way, I've already fulfilled my desire. I did a tribute to her by singing this song, and I did a remake of the song. It's right there on YouTube. It was done in collaboration with the original producers of this song, which is Saregama HMV. So you can go check it out.
Definitely, most definitely. Shivani, it's been an absolute pleasure having you up on my show. So much love for you.
Thank you so much.
And you must come back again. This has been such
a thing, surely. With my next song, I'll keep you posted.
Pakka, we are going to do this again. Or Shivani, you know, just jate jate for all the fans and the listeners who are locked in from around the world, you know, ab kya kehna chahti ho? A final message, a message to your fans.
Shukriya hai tumko dil se, shukriya hai, shukriya hai, shukriya hai. Big thank you to all my fans, to all of you who have always loved me and supported me. Please go and listen to Shukriya. Give it love. Share it, comment, give your valuable comments. And of course, the song and the concept of the song, which is the message behind the song, is very precious. So please spread this word. Love Mother Nature, save Mother Nature, save the environment. Sabras Radio.